What's up, everybody? It is Thursday morning, April 25th. We are not even 3 weeks away from a SoDaCon, but first we're going to talk about Ford. We're going to talk about traveling and getting a refund. We're also going to talk about Honda and spending a lot of money, whether it's Canadian dollars or US dollars. It's a lot of money.
Lots of money. It's about, you know, 2/3 in US dollars, but it's still a lot. Yeah. It's wild.
I was thinking
this morning? Well, first of all, we're 3 weeks from the last day of a SoDaCon, which is kind of like, you know, continually blows my mind. I don't care how far or close away it is to a SoDaCon. It always blows my mind. Yesterday, we sold out of our primary room block. We still have a link for more rooms at additional hotels. Don't worry, but we sold out of that. And also, like in about, well, right now, 3 weeks from today, you will be in the middle of what I believe is the very first parenting and business conversation.
Oh, no, that's going to be over by now. Event. It's going to be over by now.
Well, it'll be over by now.
Yeah.
But you'll have ended the very, like, that's a, it's got to be a first. There's no way there's been a parenting and business
conversation. I'm pretty sure it's a first.
At an event in auto.
In auto, for sure. Maybe any event, but basically, my family has had a really amazing counselor, family counselor through the years, who helped Sarah and I and the kids through so many challenges, you know, probably 6, 7, 8 years ago when we started. And I just understand, you understand, like your parent, you have kids, what the demands of this industry put on you. Yeah. And we see it all over. And there's obviously a lot of pressure, a lot of challenges. So I decided to bring the Daily Family Therapist to a SoDaCon this year. So cool. His name is Mike Lynch. You won't find him anywhere on LinkedIn or social media. That's because he's focused on helping heal families. It's amazing. So we're going to do a breakfast session from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern called How Busy Auto Industry Professionals Can Be Better Parents. He and I have had a couple of lunches over the last weeks. I have this hand-drawn thing right here because he doesn't make slides. You know what I mean?
He's like, I'm not making slides.
I was like, slides. So fine. He's telling me stuff. I'm like, can you draw that out? And I'm going to make these slides. So look, if you're a parent, or you have parents that work for you and you're trying to understand them better, come to this breakfast session, 7 to 8, have some breakfast. I'm going to be sitting down on stage with Mike. We're going to be sharing some of these kind of like tips, best practices. I think the best part is taking questions from the audience. We have an app you can ask anonymously. And once you meet Mike Lynch, you're going to understand why. But right now, at this point, 9:17 a.m., I'm going to make you jealous now because I'm going to be on stage with Dan Bannister, Ed Roberts, and Patrick Abad, three of our favorite dealers, talking about six-stop strategies to generate industry-leading retention. These are three people that have service retention rates that are just will make you want to go home and change industries.
Bonkers. Golly, what is this thing?
It's going to be amazing. So we're going to have, we might cross the threshold of 200 dealers at this event. The way ticket sales are going right now. Regardless, this is where so many people are going to be. If you're on LinkedIn or Facebook, you've been seeing the billboards everywhere. This person's going to a SoDaCon. That's the truth of it, though. Like, we did the billboards because the real feature of the event isn't the lights and the screens and the session. It's the people and the individuals that you're going to get to meet. So if you haven't felt like it already, you're missing out. Go to asodacon.com. Get some tickets. Bring some colleagues. Whether you're an industry partner or a dealer, like, this is the place. This is how we make the industry better. One conversation at a time.
There you go.
I think we got to talk about news. Is that what we do on the show? News. That's what we do on the show.
Yeah, we do this show. It's called a daily news show.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about that this was coming yesterday, and we talked about Tesla's earnings. Well, Ford's Q1 earnings were released yesterday, and they sparked overall optimistic tone as well as a stock price bump. When they talked about their growth of their annual free cash flow figures. So Ford reported a solidly quarterly profit driven by strong sales of work trucks and vans, as well as a 36% increase in, big surprise here, hybrid vehicle sales. The market has been clamoring for them. And now Ford is like, yes, we'll give the market what they want. It's amazing how that happens and changes your Q1 numbers. Despite a downturn in the EV market, Ford CEO Jim Farley said affordable EVs are a significant growth area, with potential models being priced between $25,000 and $30,000. They're not there yet. Ford Pro, which is the division focusing on fleet services and work vehicles, reported exceptional profitability, contributing to the company's success. So Ford Pro basically did $18 billion in sales, and $3 billion of the $18 was profit. Talk about, you know, that helps make up for the $100 million in EV sales where they lost $1.32 billion. And their main division combustion engine, Ford Blue, did $21.8 billion in revenue with a profit of $905 million. So there you go. They said EV profitability is in the future. Still take a little while to get there. And it's good to hear Ford's making some changes and doing it right.
Well, look, to be able to kind of swallow up the losses on the EV stuff, already seeing a massive increase in hybrid sales over the last quarter, and swallow it up, still be profitable, and then be able to make an announcement and immediately see a pretty massive price jump in mm-hmm. the stock. I mean, we're talking like, 53 cents on a $13 stock. Like, that's a pretty big, that's one of the biggest price jumps they've seen in a bit of time. Mm-hmm. And so, pretty impressive to see what Ford has done after, the second half of last year. Like, a lot of questions around these Detroit manufacturers, specifically because of UAW, because of the inefficiency with EVs, and to be able to swallow all that profitability up in specifically their Ford Pro divisions, kudos to them. You know, like, there's been so much pivot in Q1 from these manufacturers that I honestly didn't see coming at the rate that it pivoted.
No, GM and Ford coming out strong this week. It's exciting to see. Speaking of things that are exciting to see,
Segway.
Especially if you're Canadian, Michael Zarrillo. Hey. According to reports mentioned in Automotive News, Honda is set to unveil a significant $11 billion. We just throw the word billion around now. $11 billion. An investment plan to establish an integrated EV battery supply chain in Ontario, Canada. So it includes the construction of a plant in Alliston and two supplier plants in partnership with South Korea's POSCO Future and Japan's Asahi.
You got this. Asahi.
Asahi Kasei.
Asahi Kasei.
There you go.
Kasei?
Kasei? Oh, yeah. I got this. We know. But basically, this sets a new high bar for auto investment in Canada. So Volkswagen invested $5 billion in a plant. Sweden-based Northvolt invested $7 billion. And Honda comes in, kind of a late player in the EV game. And they're like $11 billion. So Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, they joined Honda's announcement. Let's see. Jean-Marc... Kyle, you're the French. You're the French guy. Jean-Marc, what's the last name?
Jean-Marc Leclerc.
Leclerc, there you go. He's Honda Canada's president. He said this move supercharges our North American electrification efforts, highlighting the strategic importance of this big investment. So I like Honda's move. I mean, late movers, but Brian Benstock's excited. You've seen the videos.
Yeah, and I mean, they were able to invest $11 billion Canadian, and it was basically like $3 billion. No, I'm just, that's not true. It's like 1.37 is the conversion rate, or 37% difference. But like, it's really cool to see manufacturers leaning in to the Canadian infrastructure. Actually, a ton of the conversations I've had around EVs, and I have some Canadian buddies, and also just like looking at some of the stuff on LinkedIn, there's a pretty fast adoption rate, you know, especially like Toronto, places mm-hmm. in Ontario have a tech forward, progressive type of like demographic. And so, you know, for these manufacturers to lean in North America in that way is really, really smart.
I don't know if you heard
it. Not just that, but like it is cold, but you think about just, you know, even Toronto and then like Windsor and places like that, that are all really darn close to Detroit, right? Like mm-hmm. it is closer to auto manufacturing than a lot of the US.
Yeah. I think if you're not familiar with the geography, like, you're driving from like Toronto to Detroit, like, that's drivable. Like, 4 or 5 hours. It's like, yep. And you're there. I think. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's about right. It's about right. Yeah. Hey, Brian Ortega just weighed in on the live stream. Asodu, 10,000 followers we just crossed on LinkedIn. That is a monumental thing.
I think it might say that. We're close. We're close.
Oh, it might say that because it's rounding up.
It's like rounding up.
Brian,
it's real close.
We're going to take your word for it, and we're going to say
we'll just say Brian knows better than anyone.
But thank you to everyone who does follow our page on LinkedIn. If you don't, go to LinkedIn, follow Asodu More Than Cars page. We definitely put the most intention into our LinkedIn content. So there's a lot of great conversations and stuff there. Finally, let's talk about something that a lot of us in auto deal with, and that is airplanes, flights, travel delays. This is good news.
I think this is good news because, I mean, when you travel as much as we do, like, you run into this situation. And so pretty soon, canceled or significantly delayed flights will mean fast refunds for air travelers as the new DOT regulations mandate automatic refunds. So basically what happens is airlines will now automatically have to refund passengers who don't accept changes or credits for flight cancellations, significant changes, or delays exceeding 3 hours on domestic flights and 6 hours for international flights. The new rules also cover refunds for delayed checked baggage and undelivered paid services like Wi-Fi. You get your $8 back, yo.
unless you're flying Delta.
Yeah, unless you're flying Delta, it always works. The rollout is over the next 6 to 12 months, obviously just trying to incentivize consumer adoption of air flight and making sure that you're compensated well on stuff like this. The DOT highlighted in their announcement, they said these measures ensure fairness, transparency in air travel, benefiting customers significantly.
I like these.
You know,
I think, so I was thinking, like, when was the last time I was delayed 3 hours or more? Pretty rare. Yep. One flight is canceled, though. I think with this, a lot of the time when a flight is canceled and you're kind of captive to one airline, you're less likely to go look for another airline to get there. But now if you know this money's coming right back, it might make it a lot easier to just start hunting and just go for it.
Yes. Yeah, because a lot of times you just have to get flight credits or take the hotel or whatever it is. And this is a way to go.
I've never heard a good story from someone who took the hotel.
Oh, no, it never is, because they give you like $110 a night, and like they try and put you in like the Motel 8. You know, yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
Well, and this is my thing on this is, like, it is universal that industries are wanting to say these words. These measures ensure fairness and transparency in blank.
Oh, that's a great
benefiting
insight.
Consumers significantly. Yes. Like, that's a universal awareness across verticals. And so, like, if airlines are doing that and consumers are experiencing the benefit of that, they begin to expect that more and more and more in every single vertical that they shop in. And so don't be surprised when the bar is now higher for things like refunds, or when issues come up, or when services aren't rendered as expected. Yep. That now, like, the bar has just been raised. It's like, you know, early on, Uber raises the bar, and then DoorDash raises the bar. And
now
then
the expectation. Amazon raised the bar. Remember that?
The expectation just becomes different, right? The table stakes are different. You can't do things the way you always have done.
Well, we're hoping that when you buy your tickets to AsotoCon and show up, we will raise the bar and we will ruin every other event for you because it's so amazing.
Let's go.
I mean, we go to other events and love them all too. But we hope you join us. Go to AsotoCon.com.